Well, good evening from magnificent Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, and this is the Insight Hour. Could say it was the Twilight Zone, but, you know, that's probably more descriptive of what this life in the fast lane of exposing COINTELPRO as well as the greatest news on the planet is really about. Sherry, good evening.
Hi, Lenny. Hi.
We've got a wonderful show tonight. We've got a special guest. Barbara Hartwell is going to be joining us again. I want to also thank BBS Radio and our sponsors, HealthyWorldStore.com, HealthyWorldAffiliates.com, and the 528Records.com. We want to thank all you folks for joining us tonight. It's going to be a very interesting show. Seth, you're welcome to join us. I know just before we got on the air, we started a little late this evening because we got in touch with Barbara, and Barbara and Sherry had a very interesting experience with the phones. But just as an at and a lead-in to tonight's conversation about what's happening with COINTELPRO. They're falling apart. Why are they falling apart? Well, they tried to frame me with my incredibly ex-wife to deal with blackmail. Yep, that's it. You've heard it first here tonight on the Insight Hour. I'm preparing to do a release on this. It's in preparation right now. But I think that the two guests that we have tonight, Barbara or Sherry, as well as our guest Barbara, have a lot of very interesting experiences to report over the last 72 hours or so that particularly Sherry has been having to deal with a blackmail DVD. So welcome, Barbara.
Well, thanks, Lynn. Yeah, a lot of very strange things are going on.
Yeah, I think what was the situation that you had with the phones?
Well, what happened was, Sherry had given me her cell phone number quite some time ago. And so I had the number in my Rolodex. And I heard the phone ringing, but I was downstairs, so I ran up, but I didn't catch it in time. And I looked at the caller ID, and it was that number. And then I hit to play the message, and all I heard was some clicks and beeping sounds. And it sounded like a woman's voice, very faint in the background, but I couldn't make out any of the words. So anyway, I called Sherry back, thinking that she had called me from that number. And I got a woman. Someone said, hello. And I said, oh, hi, can I speak to Sherry, please? Oh, there's no Sherry here. This is the wrong number. And I said, well, I just got a phone call from this very number. And, of course, my number is blocked and private, and I didn't give my name, so whoever it was didn't necessarily know who I am, not from me anyway. But it was just very bizarre because I also, the person who answered, there was almost a taunting, you know, a tone of voice, like when I said, I just got a call from this number. Oh, really? It was like that. Don't you think that's strange?
Yeah, I think it's really bizarre that, I mean, right now, I mean, anything is possible that they could be messing around with our telephones, with our cell phones, being able to manipulate it. We're talking about the COINTELPRO that are, we call them the stooges for the government. And Barbara has been a victim of these people for years, and she's been a hero. She's been out there alone telling everybody, yeah, look at this, the dangers of these people. Look at what they're up to. And then they started to attack Len, and I started to investigate who they were and uncovered who this group of cyber gang stalkers were. And it turns out they do go after people that are activists, whistleblowers. They have a reason to do it because they feel that if they can get out there and discredit people that are actually doing good in the world, that are actually speaking the truth, they believe they're accomplishing something by discrediting those people, by mixing it all up and causing confusion for everyone.
You know, we should say a prayer tonight for Jenny out there who has had that exact experience. In fact, we had scheduled Jenny to be on tonight, but she wasn't feeling up to it. So let's just stop for a minute and give thanks to the Creator for the protection. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. We thank you for our sisters and our brothers who are out there as truth tellers, telling the truth and shining your light of love to dissipate the darkness and the evil. We actually ask for a special blessing for our sister Jenny tonight, who's out there, and you're not going to mention her last name. Well, here we go. Jenny Hatch is out there tonight. And, Jenny, we got a hedge of protection about you right now. We demand in the blessed name of the Messiah, Yeshua, that any darkness, any evil, any dissonance go to a place where no man dwells, leaving you free to be healthy, to be whole, to be complete, to be in love and literally cushioned by the Creator's love of amazing, fantastic, universal protection. Love is that. We ask for that incredible divine blessing of 528 to surround all of us in this time of need. Heavenly Creator, we know your miraculous blessing of love resonates in harmony with your divinity in all of our reality. We bring that light of love, and especially we shine it on our sister in need right now. Jenny Hatch is in need of that protection. And so we outpour this love, we outpour this light, we outpour this loving heart. Through our hearts, from your heart, we ask for the divine blessing on our sisters and our brothers also out there who are plagued by ignorance, stupidity, and seeped in Church of Satan injustice. We know that there is no power like yours, Creator, in this universe that's so perfect and orderly and harmonized with your divinity. So we ask for a special blessing of love, which causes all darkness to dissipate. That love is the most powerful force in the universe, and we own it, and we radiate it, and we bless everyone that needs it to be uplifted in it and to be uplifted in you. These are such interesting times. These are such opportunities to shine your loving light and radiant heart to those who are in dissonance to you, Heavenly Creator, and dissonance to your harmony and your divinity. We ask most powerfully to manifest the truth that shall set us free, the openings of joy, peace, health, and freedom, that may those blessings, those values, the way in which you have set it out, the laws, that it is our time to have peace on earth and peace within ourselves. It is our time that we claim it to have peace within our communities. It is our time now, and we own it, to rebuke the Church of Satan and the darkness, the synagogue of Satan, the temple of Set, and those people who call themselves people, but are less than those who have loving hearts, because they are steeped in ignorance, steeped in hate, dissonance, and that the manner in which their darkness radiates through the neurology shall, in the name of the blessed Messiah, disappear in love, which causes disarming. May they be healed of the plague and the scourge of not knowing you, Messiah Yeshua. May they be healed by finding within themselves the spark of light that dissipates the darkness in their hearts. And may their words then reflect, instead of the evil therein, the love and joy and peace that is so deserved of all of us, of true hearts and faith in you. We love you, Creator. We love you, Yeshua. We ask for that all administered powerfully in the most timely manner, putting our full faith and trust in the synchronicities of your divine love as administered perfectly according to your word, your will, your way, your musical mathematical matrix of reality. We demanded in the name of the blessed Messiah Yeshua that we own it and dissipate our own inabilities or dissonance that blocks us from owning it eternally. For that is from whence we come, and that is where we're going. In Yeshua's name, I praise you. Amen.
Amen.
So, Barbara, welcome to the Inside Hour. And I know that that prayer is also on your heart for the brothers and sisters out there who have been taking heat from people that really would be laughable in their ignorance if it wasn't so serious a matter of manipulating the public's mind to conduct genocide under the guises of allegedly righteousness, religious right, and political and national security and public health matters in which genocide is conducted. So I appreciate what you've been doing, Barbara. I want also publicly, like Sherry just did, acknowledge you for being somebody who, long before we got involved in this level of darkness, you were there as a shining light. You literally went up against and to a great extent modeled how to defeat and rebuke in a very loving way with Jesus in your heart these menaces to society, and particularly the pedophilia issue with the children and the child trafficking and the sex slavery being part of the Church of Satan in this incredible, insane dissonance that has overcome so many people. We question whether those people are of a genetic breed that allows for a dissonant energy to overcome their loving hearts. But anyway, we see it, we witness it, we feel it, we have been victimized by it. Everyone has, really, one way or another. So many people, it has been brought to my attention by working with Sherry and reviewing your work, and this whole pedophilia gang have been involved in being abused sexually and physically and emotionally abused as children, and that's what stunts their growth and hampers their capacity to have a full, loving, and open heart. And so it has come to our attention in the last couple days, particularly, that those people and the issue of this dissonance taking over people's hearts and being a sexual thing, being a divisive thing, dividing men from women, women from men, fundamental to where we come from. All the men come from women, as do the women. So the respect that should be shown by the patriarchal community or culture today is missing and fundamentally linked to child abuse and sexual perversion that is rampant and blinding for those who are sickened and saddened and victimized by it.
Well, you know, Len, one thing I should mention here is that the really sad part of this, as I find it, is that these people are stooges, most of them. They don't realize what they're actually doing. They are so ignorant, you know. They actually think that, like, for instance, this Alex Studer, who put out this malicious so-called blackmail, the threat of blackmail, this tape, you know, he's an arrogant, ignorant person, and he uses extreme vulgarity and obscenity. I mean, the names that he called Sherry were horrifying to me. I mean, these people hate women, you know, and that's the root of their particular brand of evil. And they don't know that they're evil. Do you understand what I'm saying? They don't know that they're evil. They think it's fine.
Yes. They're traumatized. They're in a psychosis that comes from being abused as children themselves and developing a hate they project out onto opposite sexes or their own sexes. Wherever their particular psycho neuroses, sources, that behavior that results from trauma, pain, loss, real or imagined threats to survival when people lose their power because of an adult now forcing them sexually into perverted things, and it traumatizes a human being for life. And instead of opening people's hearts then, it blocks them, and that is the agenda of the Church of Satan.
Well, of course, that's but it. Here's the thing. I find it really important to say this, that lots of us were traumatized in various ways. There's all kinds of trauma, and yet some of us didn't let that happen to us, and it's a personal choice. There's a strength in, for me, you know, there's a strength in Christ, and there's a strength in having trust in God. And so not everybody that's traumatized turns into a monster. You know, it doesn't have to be that way. I think that's the point that I want to make. I know many people that were traumatized, and many of them are very decent people, you know. And the ones who turn out, whatever happened, there's no excuse. Evil is a personal choice. God gave us free will. And so whatever happened, they need to find a way to, move through it. Otherwise, they're heading on a path straight to hell. And I don't mean like a hellfire brimstone hell. I'm talking about they create their own hell.
That's what's happening.
Exactly. They create their own karma.
Everything that they've been throwing at Sherry, and I think you too now, because we've come together more as a community. So we love you and we support you, and vice versa. We appreciate you for doing the same with us and all the other half a dozen people that we've associated with, including, as I mentioned, Jenny. So we've got these opportunities whereby they're throwing things at us, but like in Qigong, the energy comes, and because it is so dark, it is reflected off of the light of love and truth, and it flies back at them, and these guys are just self-destructing, and that is the most amazing thing.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's never happened before that lab virus went down. It's down. It's off the air because of their own negative energy that was reflected by Sherry's love.
Well, that's true. You know, because Sherry told the truth. You know, before she came into the picture. Now, I mean, I never knew this True Ott person. I had never even heard of him until maybe a couple of years ago. But until Sherry came into the picture and saw what was going on, and started to stand up against them and expose them. They were just operating, this particular group with the True Ott, okay, they were operating with complete impunity. And actually everybody, including me, I had a conversation with Sherry today about this. Everybody that I knew thought that website, Lab Virus, which is actually owned by this Alex Studer, which we call him Stooger, Alex Studer, we thought he owned the website. We thought Ott owned the website, right? Everybody
yeah.
thought that True Ott was the owner of the website because it was clearly a forum, you know, like a stage for this True Ott. And this Studer is kind of in the background. He never used his full name. He just called himself by his first name.
Yeah.
It's like he was a shill, you know, this lackey for True Ott.
Actually, I thought he was a complete prostitute being paid by Truot to, you know, pump out his propaganda. That's what it looked like to me. And then when he spoke in such pre-adolescent filth, I mean, you have to, if you're Truot, if you have any sense whatsoever, you wouldn't want to be associated with such a low life. But yeah, there's
of course, but that's what they do. That's what they do. I read the comments of. Because Sherry emailed them to me. There were comments that they were all making. Tim White and you know, Studer was in there, and True Ott. And they were insulting me, of course, using these vulgar terms, too. And True Ott made some comment about me. using the vulgar terminology of Studer. I mean, this is just, it's pornographic filth. These people are freaks. I mean, they're porno freaks.
They're very sick.
And they like to attach, by calling women names that are attached to some sexual innuendos, like somehow perversity. Everything that they do is perverse. They make everything perverse. And that's their whole thing. Their whole existence is perverse and twisted. And it comes definitely from early childhood trauma. Now, as you said earlier, and I agree with you 100%, that some people, they don't resort to this in life. Some people, they prove, you know what, I can do great things in the world and I'm going to take what happened to me and I'm going to help protect, you know, the children of the world. I'm going to go out and I'm going to go and become a true activist, or I'm going to become, you know, somebody who's going to in some way be a hero. And these people do the opposite. They go back and join the same type of criminals that had harmed them as a child or in similar ways. And rather than seeing it as just because somebody did that to me doesn't mean that I should go and do that to somebody else. It doesn't make it right. And they never grew up with knowing what was right or wrong. And as you said, they don't know that they're doing something that's wrong because they don't really know the difference between right and wrong. They can't differentiate that they're doing something wrong. There's no level of
discernment, common sense.
Of morality or consciousness.
Because they're engaged in the dissonance, in the hate. That's a channel. It's a culture that is preferred by the satanic church and the satanic cult, which operates not in love, but in, not in 528, but in 741, which is a resonance. It's like turning your radio into one channel versus another. They're turned into and tuned into a different channel. And the manner in which they speak, it's like Jesus said, the words that come from your mouth, watch every one, because it either reflects the love and the glory in your heart or the evil that dwells therein. And in John Lennon's time, he came out with, you know, instant karma is going to get you, because that's the power of the word, particularly in this day and age of where there's an extreme shift cosmically and energetically to advance a spiritual renaissance. You know, you're going to get yours fast, and that's what I'm seeing here. So, folks, I'm just saying that the time now is shifted. The energetics, again, what you can best explain what's happening, and this is vitally important. This show is not just about what's happening with Sherry or Barbara or myself. It's happening to you, and you know it. You wouldn't be listening. You're either on the side of righteousness, that's right standingness within a musical mathematical matrix that is the law. Word is sound, sound is frequency, frequency is simple math, and the cosmic math is shifting into love. And if you're not there, you're going to have a heart failure. And that's what's taking place. All the people who are engaged in throwing out dissonance and darkness are getting whacked with instant karma. And you have to be an idiot not to see it, not to know it. And that's unfortunately largely what these people are. They're, like Jesus said, forgive them. Father, they know not what they do. They're engaged complete ignorance. They have zero capacity to just grasp simple concepts like as you sow, so shall you reap. If you try to blackmail somebody and put out negative things, then what's going to happen is you're going to come back. It's going to whack you. And that's what's taking place. And I think that that's taking place with, look at Rupert Murdoch and the issues that he has to now face in Europe with the scandal in the media. Barbara, welcome back.
You know what happened?
No.
Just as you were talking, you know, about all these spiritual things, you know, there was a loud shrieking tone in my telephone, right in my ear.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it went on and on and on. And I finally, like, hit the hang up button.
Oh no.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, they do this all the time, Len. I'm surprised it hasn't happened on your show before this, but they do this to me on a regular basis.
Well now it's really hitting them hard because one of their parking lots, their propaganda parking lots is off the radar.
Oh, yeah. And I, one thing I wanted to say before I was so rudely interrupted by these demons is that the people that we were, that you were speaking about, Lynn, the people that live in darkness, the most salient feature that I find is they have no empathy for others. You know, it's like if I see, I worked for many years in animal welfare and animal rights. I've been arrested in protests, you know, taken in the prisoner van, I was telling Sherry today, to stop these bastards from testing, you know, testing cosmetics and fur farms and all everything, the horrible things that they do. And if I see an animal suffering and I know it's happening, my heart overflows with grief, and I can't bear to know that it's going on, and I would do anything in my power to stop it.
That's exactly how Sherry feels. She's taught me that sensitivity to respect it and actually to applaud it. I wasn't there. I didn't have the level of consciousness. And that's what this stupid DVD is about. It's about this fact that Sherry did not want my ex-wife Jackie to advance the plot to shoot a pig on Christmas Day. She was adamant. You know, Barbara, I want to get you back in. Let me just say this final thing, commentary. When a person is sexually assaulted as a youngster, their neurology switches. This is the research of Douglas Ressler and Burgess at the FBI Quantico's Academy, top behavioral science department in the FBI. And they determined that when a child goes through that kind of trauma and it's a sexual assault and they lose power and control to some big, ugly, disgusting pig, and that then causes their neurology to shift in their own brains, and the neurosis and the pattern that they then are forced to live out is again akin to what the Church of Satan, Helter Skelter, wants to produce, is people who get pleasure from causing pain and torture and torment and murder and satanic rituals off of others. That's where the children are disappearing to. That's where the Franklin double cover-up involving Gunderson, DeCamp, the Truat gang that covers them, Doug Millar, and ultimately Michael Aquino and his pedophile gang. This is where these guys want to go as a culture. And that is where the Babylonian culture has gone. So many women, particularly, have been abused. And that abuse, again, is causing just ripple effects, totally undermining civilization and spiritual evolution. So go ahead, please, Barbara.
Yeah, well, the worst part of this, and I know that Sherry had read my article. I'd written an article a couple weeks ago, and it was basically about this Alex Studer who defended, he was adamantly defending a man who was arrested by the FBI. His name is Robert McDougall, who was clearly a pedophile, and of course he was denying it. I mean, but what I found so disturbing is that Alex Studer was saying, "Oh, gee, pornography is legal. Okay, legal adult pornography is as American as apple pie. You know, like pornography is hip. It's cool. You know, it's everybody should get involved." It was like that kind of an attitude. And meanwhile, this man, this McDougal, he had possession of, I mean, I don't know what he had because I wasn't there, but he did admit to having so-called fiction fantasy novels, which depicted in pictures and in text the rape of children and incest, father-daughter incest and the rape of children. Now, anybody, don't tell me that anybody who fantasizes about such a sick, twisted thing is not going to try to act on that or is not a psychopath in some way. I mean, that's just sick. So even though it's legal. So Studer's saying, well, this is all legal. It's all fantasy. It's fiction. So what? Well, what he doesn't get, which I pointed out in my article, is that the whole pornography industry, it's a multi-billion dollar industry, and it is fueled by the misery, the abduction, and the rape of children. Because the Studer was saying, well, these people are legal adults. Well, yeah, maybe they are, but guess where they came from? They were probably taken as children or started being abused as children, and by the time they reach 18, they've been subsumed into the cult, all right, and they can't get out. They're held in bondage.
Exactly.
And people like
That's
this exactly. don't recognize that this is a very pathological, just it's twisted, it's pathological, and there's no honor in it. It's blood
know,
and the blood and tears of children. That's what
yes,
it's based
it is.
On.
And what the market is for that rhetoric and actually sickness that Studer is outputting, the market is the Patriot Network, the Christian fundamentalist groups that applaud the constitutional rights to own whatever, weapons included. Now, I own a gun, and I'm proud to say it. I've often said if the CDC officials are going to come trying to inject my children or I, you know, let them come with a tank like they did for David Koresh, because I'm not interested in poisoning myself or my children nor allowing that assault with a deadly weapon called a syringe. The reality is, though, that who Studer plays to in claiming the right and sanity of having, as you say, child pornography and fantasy involving this kind of perversion, that is part of the cult of Babylon, the Church of Satan, that sadly and sickly has infiltrated the synagogue. That's why it's in the Bible, it's the synagogue of Satan involving the Jewish people. The Christian fundamentalist right-wingers are likewise in the hypocrisy if they don't get the simple sanity of protecting your children. And so this is the sad reality, is that they play to an audience. They have an audience, and it's not very big, and it's literally disappearing more rapidly than it ever has, and we applaud that. But it is, I think, heroic of you, of Sherry, and even BBS Radio to host this kind of a program that looks very, very seriously at this fundamental perversion of assaulting children and sexually ruining their mentality.
Oh, it ruins their lives, Len. And,
yes.
and the things, here's the thing, that a person like Studer, as I call him, and Sherry called him that too, Studer, he doesn't understand that he's trying to approach it from a legal standpoint, like, oh, this is 100% legal. It's all legal because they're adults. It's legal. But guess what? I wasn't approaching it from a legal perspective. I was approaching, except for child pornography, which is a felony crime. Yeah, that I was approaching from a legal perspective. I was approaching the idea of pornography, what it's emblematic of, from a moral and ethical perspective. And he just didn't get that. He accused me. He wrote this so-called rebuttal, which was laughable, accusing me that I should go and live in communist China because I, you know, he was acting like I'm supporting censorship. That's not what I said. What I was trying to convey was that people need to look deeper into what this is all about. If anybody knew the misery, as I said, the blood and tears of children that mixes with the tears of the legions of weeping angels, that's what it's about. And if anybody knows that, anybody with a heart Anybody, certainly with the love of Jesus in their heart, would never, ever go near any kind of pornography again. They wouldn't.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that you're absolutely right. It does come from that. But these people, especially these people who are coming out against us and fixing all these perversities, like creating these fake sex audio tapes and putting our name in there, impersonating us, and then trying to pretend that we're also as perverse as them. Because for them to imagine or think any of these things up, they're the ones that are perverse. And they're trying to mix us up into their perversity and act like they are these holier-than-thou Christians and that we are these perverse people, when in reality it's flipped. And so then that's what they want people to believe. They want everybody to believe that they're, you know, these good people. And, you know, it's unfortunate that, like, we know people that we've led into our lives, you know, or had in our lives, and they have betrayed us to go and sell out to these people, knowing all of the work and the research that we've done to uncover the fact and expose the fact that these people are involved in child sex trafficking.
Well, you know what, Sherry? Here's the thing. That this is how I think and how I believe. If you see an evil happening, any kind of evil, and people or animals or whoever is getting harmed and damaged, if you don't stand up and say something about it, they're going to just keep on doing it. And, you know, you're going to get attacked for saying something. It's been that way since the dawn of time.
Yep.
You know, anybody who stands up against evil. But we are required by God. We are required by God, you know, do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead expose them. It's from Ephesians. That's what God commands us to do. And if anybody who loves God or knows God will do that.
And there's some people that say, well, that job is for you, not for me. They'd say, Sherry, that's what you go and do that. You go and expose these people. And, you know, I'm just really into just focusing on, you know, just spreading good light and vibrations. And they don't realize that, yeah, it's like maybe to a point that is true. Maybe, Barbara, that we are supposed to be the ones that are doing this. Maybe because Yeshua only gives us as much as we can handle. And these people, they're not able to because of the strength. It's just like some people, when they are harmed as children, they grow up and are able to overcome it and become stronger from it. And others cannot handle it. They actually get into huge psychological problems, and they do things that are illegal, like become pedophiles.
Yeah.
So I think that...
Yeah, well, you know what it is, Sherry? I really believe that God gives us all, his people anyway, he gives us all our own unique gifts of the Spirit. And, I know what mine are, and there are certain gifts that I was not given. And so I don't try to do those things that I know that I'm not going to be able to do, or that I know where God wants me. And I listen when the Holy Spirit speaks to me. And, yeah, the stuff that I do is not something that's a pleasant thing. It's very distressing for me, actually. But I have to do it. That's what I was told to do.
Yep, that's definitely what it is. You're absolutely, you know, you're absolutely right.
I think that's exactly why I continue to do what we're doing, because you have a calling on your life. It's a gifting and it's an anointing to serve in a meaningful way and get something that's very, very potentially beneficial to humanity out there, that if you don't, who will? And yeah, I'm sure the Creator, it seems to me, in wisdom, and reflecting on history, there's always two or three people that seem to be doing the same work that I've been doing. You know, they may come out with it a little bit later, but there is a way that Creator has his mission unfold perfectly and destiny fulfilled. So with or without us, it's going to happen, just like the spiritual renaissance. But again, the calling and passion on your heart is to expose the darkness to facilitate potentially the greatest benefit to humanity in civilization's history, which deals with this fundamental fracture of male-female relationship based on sexuality and early childhood trauma. You know, if we're civilized people, then we've got to think, okay, we're not cave people any longer. We're not having to eat each other like cannibals. If we're really going to be evolving spiritually, we've got to think about everything from the environment to our family's health in a sane, reasonable way that advances compassion, love, empathy, like you're saying. The higher values, you study Maslow's hierarchy of human needs, you get beyond physical needs, so physiological needs.
Yes. Food, well, yes, air, and also in the universe, just in the universe, you can see God's love everywhere. God's love is eternal. Everything else is ephemeral. God's love is timeless, and it manifests in the love of animals for their young, mothers for their young. It manifests throughout the universe, and it's the natural order of the universe. That's the way God designed it. So these people are a jarring dissonance in the universe, and they, you know, they eventually will be, they will be, eventually be cast out if they don't repent.
And that's what I see, that they're casting themselves out. Every stone that they hurl, it's like a boomerang, is going whacking back at them. And that's exactly what, sadly, has happened with my ex-wife, who's actually fed them. We have now absolute certainty that that DVD was fed to the Illuminati, if you will, or COINTELPRO, by Jackie Lindenbach, my ex-wife, in the hostile takeover of the equity that I have in all of the companies over the past quarter century that I've developed with her. Well, there was a hostile takeover that was evolving. And for folks you haven't signed up yet, if you haven't signed up for receiving our newsletter, don't miss this next one, because it's going to be explaining this whole situation that was compelled by a personal private tape of Sherry's being stolen and then released without her permission, that simply dealt, I mean, it's a stupid DVD. It was blown up to be something that it's not. It's not anything that any couple wouldn't have experienced if they're a normal loving couple. But Sherry and I got into a very, very heated argument because of this issue. I was too blind to see that my attempt to appease Jacqueline and shooting a pig on Christmas Day was something that Sherry would not in any way endorse. And she did exactly what Barbara is saying. She defended to the max that position. And so we didn't shoot the pig as a result of that discussion. That's the good news from the animal rights advocacy. And as a result, we got a dog in Hawaii that now the pigs are not visiting and destroying things. So, I mean, there was a good that came out of it. But this stupid thing of stealing somebody's private property and then putting it out for public display in an effort to embarrass them and even blackmail them and myself, because that's what was done.
Well, let me say something about that too. That we've covered on some of the shows that we've done together, including Vinnie Eastwood's show and on your show, and we've covered like various aspects of the COINTELPRO, how it operates. One of the things that we may not have delved into enough is that one of the major things that they do is one of the major aspects of it, and the goal is to alienate you, to divide and conquer, to alienate you from people in your life, to break up families, or to create discord. And that's exactly what they've done. Even if, let's just say, so you're divorced, okay, you still have children, right? You still want to maintain a reasonable relationship, you know, of of friendliness or something, and they've wanted to make sure that this does not happen. You see, this is what they do. They know that harm it's going to do. And see, to me, it's completely despicable. I'm sorry to have to say this, but anybody that would even entertain the thought of blackmailing someone, and this is what some of these people do. There's these other people that are these government stooges and minions, you know, like Tim White, and there's another one called Todd Fahey. He is a major blackmailer. He boasts about it. He blackmailed a man from a university in South Korea where he worked. He blackmailed a man so he wouldn't get thrown out of the country. And he was eventually thrown out of another country anyway, Thailand. But I mean, these people think it's fine. It's fine and dandy. Just go blackmail somebody. Do whatever it takes. Have no scruples whatsoever. And this is the kind of people that are recruited into this COINTELPRO. They're amateurs. They're not professionals. They're just somebody. They're like a wannabe kind of guys, you know, like they're G-man wannabe with an axe to grind. And they appeal to their egos. They say, hey, you too could be a G-man. You can be involved, you know, in counterintelligence operation. And they lap it up, and then they go after the targets.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, well, that's what happened to myself and Sherry. And yes, it has had a devastating effect on my relationship with my children as advanced with the alliance, particularly here, that has taken place between my ex-wife and the COINTELPRO. Sherry, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, I wanted to say that I don't think that they could actually penetrate some people that are really strong. I think that they know the weaknesses of those they are targeting as far as being able, like, for instance, none of them could come to me no matter what. There would be no, even if like people that I really cared about and then we had an argument, we weren't talking, none of them could convince me that I should go to the COINTELPRO pedophile side. There's nothing that they could do to convince me of that.
Well, that's absolutely true, Sherry. That's so true because, you see, they create profiles on not only on the target, but on all the surrounding individuals, people you work with, your colleagues, your family, your friends, anybody that you associate with, and they look for the weaknesses in each individual, and they target those weaknesses.
Exactly.
That's precisely what they do.
Classic. That's exactly what they did with me and my family, and Jackie went for hook, line, and sinker, as did my eldest daughter. They were very persuasive. And like, you know, where, you know, the enemy of your enemy is your friend. The people that shot that video hated Jackie, but yet she worked with them to get the information to the COINTELPRO, and that they then, particularly Jackie, was promoting this thing as though this was some sort of a heaven-sent blessing for her. And meanwhile, it was only continuing to detract and degrade her. But she doesn't see that. Blindness, bitterness, anger, hostility, all of that, and greed fueled her willingness to turn this DVD over to Truot and Stupid Studer and his gang.
Yeah, well, that's true, Len. And, you know, excuse me for laughing, but it's really, when I think of this Studer character, I mean, he's a buffoon. You know, he inflates his importance as if he's some kind of a player or something. He's like Tim White. And the joke of it was that he wrote a letter to the FBI, right? And he accused you and Sherry of, you know, targeting him with the FBI. And he writes this letter to the FBI as if, well, I know you have a file on me. And then he like enumerates all his things about his life, you know.
Yeah,
and
Baldur,
just to
be clear with the audience, to go on record, we never even heard of this dude.
That's right.
You know,
that's why I'm laughing. Because
we did have our interviews with the FBI, and we still are in touch with the FBI who are investigating, supposedly, allegedly, the pedophilia operations up there. We didn't have any idea who this man was. We did not report him and or discuss him. And so it occurs to us as particularly bizarre that he would come forward responding to the FBI's arrest of his neighbor and defend his neighbor for the pedophilia, you know, crap that he's got in his trailer.
Not only that, yeah, but he threatened, he was basically threatening the television station with a lawsuit, okay? And he was, meanwhile, he didn't have any facts. He didn't have any facts. As I wrote in my report, I said, well, was Alex Studer there when the FBI conducted the investigation? Was Alex Studer privy to the evidence that the FBI collected? Did Alex Studer review the evidence? No, obviously not to all questions. So how is he coming forward and saying this is a slanderous, actionable problem that we can do something, we can sue the TV station? I mean, this guy is delusional.
Barbara, is it possible that he was playing with the pedophile's toys? They were playing together. I mean, they were, you know, in on some kind of...
Well, anything is possible. But no, I think what I really believe, what I honestly believe is that this Studer is really just a stooge. He's just not very bright. He doesn't get it. He doesn't know anything about FBI operations or COINTELPRO. But yet he parrots whatever, like, Truott says or some of these other people. He just parrots it, and some of it is just bizarre. And
so what is your take? How is he recruited into doing this kind of work?
Well, I think most of these people, here's how it usually happens. Most of them are ambitious people, you know, worldly, ambitious for worldly things, not spiritual things. And, you know, let's say they find out about something, whatever it is, some kind of conspiracy thing, and they develop an interest. And then they start pursuing, you know, they think of themselves as being activists. And some of them in the beginning could even be sincere. They could be truly interested or wanting to find things out. And then they start contacting people. And they're usually willing to accommodate, all right? Because they're ambitious. They latch on, they take somebody, right? For instance, this Truott. Truott is obviously the person that Studer represents. He's like a mouthpiece for Truott, just like the way Tim White is a very similar type of character. So then a person like Truott exploits the stooge, you know, because they appeal to their ego, you know, they feed their ego, and so they just love this, you know, because it's like they hitch their wagon to somebody that they consider to be a star, you know.
Right. Now, do you think they're part of like some kind of a mind control operation? Because there's something. With Truott, I mean, it's so obvious that he's got so many personalities. I mean, he's just one minute he'll send an email that's really nice. The next minute mm-hmm. he'll send one that's really mean. And it's just like a constant. And you wonder, and there's a really evil sense I get even through the screen of the computer from him. It's just.
Well, I get it too, Sherry. And it's what I find to be really interesting. Excuse me. I'm trying to get off. Over this cold that I caught from when I went to visit my son and my grandchildren, so I'm sorry about that. But anyway, what I feel and in the spirit from him, and this is the irony of it, because he accused Len of this very thing. What I see in him is a tremendous narcissism, and I think that's true of most of these people who go out there. And you know, put themselves out as some kind of authority figure, or you know, a patriot, or somebody who's expounding on some subject or other. And I think he's very twisted. You know, I just see tremendous narcissism. I mean, the fact that, here's an example. The fact that he has admitted, okay, when he was challenged, he admitted that his PhD that he always puts after his name is not accredited. You can't have a PhD if it's not accredited. It's not a PhD. He admitted that it was not accredited. Then he puts also ND, which is Doctor of Naturopathy. Well, guess what? In the United States of America, there are only two schools, colleges, that are naturopathic that issue that degree, ND. And if he did not go to one of those colleges, he does not have an ND. So it's a protected term. It's a privileged term. It's a licensed, you know what I'm saying, right?
Sure, and yeah. Chua does not have either.
So he's
right.
A fake. He's a phony. He doesn't have a PhD, and he doesn't have an ND. But see, only a narcissist would feel the need to attach these fake titles to make himself, to inflate himself, in so that people will attach more importance to him because he has these titles. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, you know what also makes sense, though? I think that they were targeting me from the very beginning. In 1996, they started to target me already because that was the first year I came out with emerging viruses, AIDS and Ebola. The whole H1N1 thing, I was the first one in the world, literally.
I remember that, Len. I do remember that because as you know, we met in, what, 1998 or something. And I remember even knowing your name before I had met you at that conference. So that's true.
Yeah, and I think that what they did was they created lab virus, and Dr. Truat, in his orientation toward natural medicine as a fraud, to infiltrate the same markets and the same community that I was addressing with these issues. And I don't think that that is a foolish or narcissistic position to hold. I can definitely tell you that Hollywood has responded on numerous occasions to my work specifically. I know that they've spent hundreds of millions of dollars to try to defend against the revelations and bring about these COINTELPRO operations to cause confusion about films that were made based on my material.
Well, that's, you know, Len, that's absolutely true. And let me tell you why. Because your work is real. You have the credentials. You've done the research. You have it all. You have it all in black and white. It's out there, and you've been doing this for a very long time, and it's genuine, and that's what they don't want, because the whole agenda of this New World Order and Illuminati is to keep people in the dark, to keep them in fear, to stop solutions from manifesting that might help people, and especially in the realm of medicine. I know, for instance, that they've had and I know this from CIA people from many years back, that they have this frequency medicine. It's very, very sophisticated. With what they have, there is no need for anybody ever to die from most of the diseases that are out there. They can cure anything. And
that's,
you know,
right,
what they have used it for? As anti-personnel weaponry, not to
That's
heal
right.
people, not in love to heal, but as anti, they've tuned the frequencies to kill people. And I know this for a fact firsthand because it's been used on me. Both sides of it have been used, and so I know. And that's what you just said is precisely true, that at the time when this was starting, you probably weren't aware of it, but in hindsight, you could see how the pattern developed, and you could see why it developed. And this shows the truly evil nature of these people, because they will accuse others. This is also very typical. Like, Ott published this ridiculous thing saying that you, Len Horowitz, have narcissistic personality disorder, that you're a dangerous state of mind. Well, he's the one that appears to have that, and so that's what they do. They accuse others of what they are.
They did that. And then also what you said is very true. Jackie, my ex-wife, bought into it, hook, line, and sinker, and then persuaded my daughter that that's what I have, is this narcissistic personality disorder, and that explains everything. Well, gee whiz,
exactly.
It doesn't explain everything.
No. It's ludicrous, though. See, when I read that, I tend to laugh. You know, I tend to laugh because it truly is absurd and ludicrous. And then everybody, all these idiots were spreading it around. Tim White was spreading it around. And then they started quoting from this as if it were an established fact. Right?
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yep. That's
so, but again, who is their audience? Their audience is a bunch of lame brains, because you've got to be a complete lame brain to buy into anything that these guys are saying, because it's just so obviously ludicrous. Like you said, the guy isn't even an ND or a PhD. He's a complete fraud. And if you can't tell that after what we've already output and proven, and you are biased to endorse this man's writings, man, you've got a problem. I'm not the one with the NPD problem. You've got a complete fracture of your mind. Anyway.
Yeah, no, it's really very disturbing. You know, I think I've mentioned, maybe have mentioned this on one of the programs, but if I haven't, the first time I ever heard of this Truot was when he was on RBN.
Need some oxygen.
Barbara, we got to get you some oxygen silver.
I still got. I'm going to take some after the show. But anyway, he was on this RBN, you know, Republic Broadcasting Network, and he had this show, the story behind the story, and never had heard of him ever. And I started listening. I used to listen to RBN. I'm listening to the program, and I said, "Who the hell is this guy?" And I just got bad vibes from him. And I just wondered, what's he doing on this station, you know? And then, shortly thereafter, he starts promoting Doug Millar, John DeCamp, Ted Gunderson, and bingo, I said, that's who he is, you know?
Right.
And you know what? Interestingly enough, Barbara, he also went after Jane Burgermeister, who the Austrian journalist who was at the forefront of exposing what was going
H1N,
on with H1N1.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It was Jane and I, and look who ended up being on Truot at all's hit list was Jane and myself.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, we were the main people who were out there really exposing the Baxter connections and Big Pharma connections to the fraud of H1N1. Barbara, we're out of time.
I just want to say one thing before we go.
Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
You know, what people also need, you know, should look at, it's something that is obvious. I know I can see it out. Why would they go and waste their time posting any kind of videos about us or making up things about us that don't really mean anything to anybody in regards to any of the work that we're doing in the world and have no relevance to anything that we're doing?
Well,
and
they don't address issues. They're addressing personal minutiae that's meaningless.
Exactly. Like, for instance, Anthony Hilder, who was Gunderson's right-hand man, his videographer. Now, this guy and Gunderson pretty much started this whole conspiracy movement. He was being accused of being a pedophile protector. Instead of him coming forward and saying, well, this is why this isn't true, and really defending himself, no. What he did was he went
and attacked you.
Yeah, exactly. Put me on a rating system from a 1 to 10, judged me on my physical looks, and didn't really have anything to do. There was no relevance in his video that he made to basically speak on why, you know, he was working to really harm children in the world by being a pedophile protector. There wasn't anything that he didn't have any good argument. All it was is making him look like a chauvinist, and it was just really pathetic. So I think that people need to look, and I think that there's lots of intelligent people out there. We've gotten lots of emails from people that, you know, can see through this truth. They see, yeah, you know what? You must be doing something right out there. They wouldn't be attacking you like that. And we know that about you too, Barbara, because every time they put us out there, they're also including you. We know that you are an important part of really getting the truth out there in the world. That's why I always say you're a hero, because if you weren't a hero, they wouldn't be attacking you so much. And that's the people they go after. They
well,
go
thank
after
you, Sherry. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're an intelligent woman. You write beautifully. And, you know, you really, you know how to say what it is to say. And it's easily understandable in an intelligent way. And you just are a threat, a major threat to them. And especially being a woman. That's one thing they cannot stand is any woman with a set of, pardon my French, balls. That's what you have.
Well, yeah, I've been accused of that before, yeah.
Yep, and they hate that. They're like, why, you know, how dare you? They hate to be defeated by women out there. And the pen is mightier than the sword, and you know how to use your pen. And they well, are threatened by
well, thank you, Sherry. Their hatred is all based on fear. That's what it's about. They hate women because they fear us. It's very simple.
And to think about these three women that actually sold us down the tubes to these pedophiles that hate, they're racist,
yeah.
They hate women, they're white supremacists, and they're the lowest dregs of society. They're
absolutely
criminals.
Yeah, they
they're
are.
Criminals that are, they harm babies. They don't care. They have no remorse. They have no consciousness about anything that they do. And this is why it's very, very sad. It wasn't even the video. It was the fact of how could these people have actually given a video or anything of our personal belongings.
Well, Sherry, I know we're out of time. I just want to say one last thing. You made a very important point that everyone needs to understand. These people are criminals, and they need to be dealt with as such.
Exactly. Amen, sister. Amen. Well, thank you so much, Barbara, for being here with us, and we're going to have you come back as soon as possible. We love you.
Yeah, take okay. that OxySilver. Barbara, take OxySilver with prayer. If you need some more, we'll ship it to you.
I'm going to do it right now.
Okay.
If you need
God
some more,
you.
Barbara, don't worry. We'll send you some, okay? Just
okay,
use
thanks.
It.
Thanks. Thanks.
Okay. We want you to feel
okay.
better.
So,
we love you.
Love you.
Okay, bye.
Folks,
see
you. We love you, too, out there. We're at the end of the Inside Hour. We got a call tonight. I want to thank our sponsors. If you want to support us, do so by joining us in partnership in HealthyWorldAffiliates.com and buy from HealthyWorldStore.com. Believe it or not, we sustain the stores. They were under attack and hostile takeover the last couple of weeks. You'll read about it. I mentioned earlier, get on our newsletters. If you have not signed up, go to HealthyWorldStore.com and sign up. And then you'll be receiving our newsletters. You can also call this toll-free number if you know people who are not on the internet and you want to get them connected. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. That will bring you into our organization's new phone tree and order-taking system. That is very unique. I think you'll also have an opportunity to listen to Sherry and I give overviews of all of the products in Healthy World Store. That's new. A lot of great things is coming out of us being attacked under a hostile takeover effort of Dr. Len Horowitz's wonderful companies, publishing as well as health products. So we look forward to continuing to serve you as the energy shifts on the planet. You can count on us to be in love in 528 instead of dissonance and hate. We love you out there. Thanks for joining us again next week on the Pacific time, 9 o'clock, midnight on the East Coast and Hawaii where we are. We'll be on again at 6 on the Inside Hour. Love you. Bye.
Love you, bye.